B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Boston now closer to lifting the COVID vaccine requirement for indoor businesses. The disturbing reason a local college is going virtual, and some good news and bad news for fans of Stranger Things. Melissa has the juice coming up.
So much for trying to do better. Kanye takes more shots at Pete Davidson and makes a major announcement about Donda 2.
Leroy has your sports.
And we will find out if being drunk is a good enough excuse to watch someone get hurt.
But first, things moving in the right direction as Boston has now met two of the three public health metrics that would end the city's COVID-19 vaccination requirement for indoor businesses. There are now fewer than 95% of ICU beds occupied, and the community positivity rate is below 5%. The final metric that needs to be met is fewer than 200 COVID-19 hospitalizations per day. Curry College temporarily moving classes online. Now, this is in response to the latest in a string of threatening, racist, and anti-Semitic messages, including a specific threat targeting the Black community. In response, students were given the option to take classes virtually starting yesterday, and all classes will be held online on February 22nd, which was a date that was mentioned in the threats. College officials are offering a reward of $10,000 for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of whoever is responsible. And some good news and bad news for Stranger Things fans. Let's start with the good news. The first part of season 4 premieres on May 27th. And this is after like 3 years since the last season. But the bad news, I mean, or, you know, if you're like, I'm okay for it to be over. It's the beginning of the end as Netflix has announced that the series will end with season 5. And Libra, as our resident Stranger Things fan, you'll be okay with it ending after 5?
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah. They did it right. They did it right.
Are they wrapping up, like, the storylines right? Other questions that you have? I mean, I know you haven't seen it, but I hope so.
You'll find out if the last episode is trash. I'll be in here the next
You'll
day.
You'll be pissed.
Yeah, upset.
Okay. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, here's the least shocking thing you're going to hear today. Nick Cannon is not into monogamy. Nick's about to have his 8th child with his 5th baby's mom. And on a recent podcast, he said he doesn't think monogamy is healthy, adding that he thinks that he gets into the space of selfishness and ownership in regards to monogamy. He also talked about his sexual relationships, adding that he does not have unprotected sex with just anyone, and that anytime he didn't use a condom, he was fully prepared for that woman to be the mother of his child, and that he's such a germaphobe, he would sometimes wear 2 condoms if he didn't know the woman well.
Is
I know.
That smart?
And get ready to roll your eyes even more, Pebbles, because Neo is making a lot of friends lately. He did an interview recently and was asked about today's song lyrics being misogynistic. And Neo said he can't blame all of that on men.
Gotten super misogynistic, which I don't understand. And mind you, I can only blame us men halfway for that. Because as a woman, if a man sings the word bitch to you and you smile at him, he's probably going to do it again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Yeah. And the more misogynistic the lyrics get, the more y'all accept it, the more that's going to happen. That's just kind of what that is. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, I love y'all to death. But if y'all want men to stop calling you bitches, stop dancing to the
Neo!
Record.
We're not dancing to being called a bitch.
Like,
that is the dumbest.
And like, I love him, too. He just out of pocket for that. Yes, Leroy.
Exhausting.
I kind of understand where his heart was. I think he said it wrong. I do.
Right.
I think what he should have said is we shouldn't be calling women bees and right? Okay. And then say, as a musician, why do we tolerate it in music? And just ask the question instead of making it.
He's blaming it on women.
Exactly. Well, yeah,
right.
That part he should. I think he just said it. Hopefully he just said it wrong. He got it messed up. I'm just saying.
No. I think he said what he said.
If he had asked that way and like, listen, like, yo, I make music. Like, why do we tolerate it? We shouldn't be calling women that anyways.
We're making excuses because he made Because of You and some of the best music ever. But seriously, he's just.
Nice try, Leroy.
I saw where you were coming, Leroy, but no. And just one day after Kanye said he was going to do better and stop harassing Kim and her man on social media, comes shocker, more harassment. Kanye reposted an old SNL skit from Pete Davidson where he talked about Kanye in his breakdowns with the caption, "Hi, Skeet, you got any more mental health jokes for me?" And he deleted it soon after. And then we found out that Pete Davidson actually joined Instagram. And at first, Kanye started following him, although I just checked and he's not following him anymore. In the meantime, Kanye did make a major announcement about Donda 2, saying the album will not be available on streaming services. This actually sounds kind of cool. It's only going to be out on a platform called the Stem Player, and it's actually his platform. It's a $200 platform, but it allows users to customize tracks by isolating different instruments and vocals that are featured on a song. And if I know, Leroy, you're smiling because yes. I know that would be something you'd be interested in. That it does sound like a cool concept.
It's cool. Yeah. It's not for everybody.
Right.
And he's a producer, right. So I can see how the mind is working.
Absolutely.
Producers, DJs yep. are going to eat that up.
Absolutely. If you're interested, go to stemplayer.com. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins lost to the Islanders 4-1. At the Winter Olympics, the women's free skate that involved a 15-year-old Russian girl who tested positive for a PED. It ended without her placing and with a bunch of drama. Melissa, I was in here watching it.
It was unbelievable.
Listening to some of it. Man, they were crying.
Oh.
It was the tantrums.
The Russian girl that won the silver was having a tantrum. She threw a fit saying she wasn't going to go on the podium and how she should have won. Yep. Like, it was really bad.
Unbelievable. LeBron James, he's out here showing his agility on and off the court. This video of him dodging some groupies who were trying to get at this married man. Yes, that's right. He's a married man. LeBron took off. Ran down an escalator that was going the opposite way, and he was out. And the groupies had no chance. They tried to chase him, but they couldn't run down the escalator the way he did. Shout out to LeBron for that. And Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is catching heat after a video shows him turn his back on a photographer who fell off the stage while trying to take a picture of him at the Super Bowl parade. The photographer ended up fracturing her spine.
Oh, God.
Fast forward, jeez. Stafford and his wife said that they would cover the medical bills personally.
That video was bad.
It's bad, but I think people are just being a little bit too hard on Matthew Stafford. Number one, he was drunk. What was he going to do?
Listen, he could have at least gotten her some help. The way that, if you see the video, I know you saw it, Leroy Pebbles, yep. I don't know if you saw it,
no.
But he legit, like, the woman fell off. He, like, rolled his eyes, turned around, and, like, walked away from her.
Now, watch this. I thought about this long
ago. Go ahead.
What? So, am I wrong? Is Romero wrong? Remember when you fell at
yes.
the bowl? We all turned
yes,
up.
So, you were wrong for that.
But not to the point where it's like, get him out of here. Get him off air. It's just like, it's a natural reaction to go,
I would laugh, too. But I first would at least check to see if the person's okay.
We didn't check.
And you didn't.
No, we didn't.
No.
But we turned back around and then we checked. But
crack
I first,
my skull yeah, open.
It doesn't make
guys
us.
Guys are laughing at me.
It doesn't make us
my
bad
skull
people.
Open.
Stop mm-hmm. it. Listen, we got the Bruins Senators Saturday night at 7, and it's the NBA All-Star Weekend. The Rising Stars game is tonight. Skills Challenge, 3-point and dunk contest Saturday night, and the actual All-Star game goes down Sunday, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Shout out to some Needham High School field hockey players, Vixie, Nikki, and Maeve. They've been holding practice for a very special player named Marina. Now, Marina's 11. She fell in love with field hockey in the fall of 2020. Unfortunately, that December, she suffered several strokes. Marina's mother, Dina, reached out to the Needham Youth Field Hockey League. She wanted to see if someone might have some time to practice with her daughter. The three seniors said it was an easy yes, and they've been practicing with her every week at her home for months. Dina says that ever since, her daughter has been improving. She had the feeling that field hockey would help, but never expected the high school girls would volunteer their time every week for so long and made such a personal connection. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.